Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to the show. It's our first anniversary here at DreamPath, and yes, we've got something very special lined up. Here we go. Be wondering who our guest is going to be? Well, wonder no longer, for this very special occasion, we are going to bring you our guest, Donald Newsom. Don Newsom, BBSradio.com. Radio, it's amazing. I'm down here. There's something happening here. I can just tell it, Jerry. Join us. Whether you're in Iceland, whether you're in the Netherlands, whether you're right across the world in another place, in another dimension, you're listening to us here at DreamPath.info. Join us. Join us. Join us. Join us.
So who were you thinking of interviewing?
Well, Don Newsom.
Don Newsom?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding. Way too busy to get on and sit down and talk to. I mean, I can call him any time, but I can't get a word in edgewise.
You can't get a word in edgewise?
I can't get a word in sedgewise.
You know what I'm going to do? John Savage. John Savage is going to break in to the studios and get
John Savage is a perfect match for Don.
Well,
absolutely.
We're sending him here. You know, he's our best guy. I mean, he gets the job done. He's a little ruthless, but, you know.
Can we get John on the phone now?
Right now?
Yeah. Let's confirm it with John.
Okay. I'll just have to maneuver myself here a little bit. This is our special phone. There we go. There we go.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Good evening. Could I speak to John Savage, please?
Just a minute.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is this John Savage? This is John Savage, right?
Savage. Yeah, John Savage. Look, I've got a job for you. We're going to be doing our anniversary show on February the 2nd, and we want to have Don Newsome as a guest, and we need you to get in there and get that interview, because I know you can do it.
With who?
Well, Don Newsome, you know, the El Presidente of BBS Radio, Internet.
And you did such a great job interviewing Frank Mahovlich.
We need you.
Yeah, that was just off the cuff there. Yeah. Sort of threw Dennis for a loop.
Boy, did it ever. And we figure you're the perfect personality to get in there. I mean, this guy's so busy, but we want him on our show.
And we want and to get in that character right now and respond to Dennis.
You know, my value and costs have gone skyrocketing now.
Don't worry, John. We can pay you. Our show is taken off right across the universe. Even the ETs are picking it up. It's amazing. The ETs. Yeah.
Yes.
And so, John, Mr. Savage. Can you do this? Can you break into the studios, no matter what, you know how to do this, and get that interview?
Possible? Possible.
Ah! We're making some inroads here. I'll tell you what, on Friday. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. We could do this.
Friday.
Okay. Here we are. Funny looking place way out in the wilderness. But anyway, I got a job to do and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna find Don Newsome. This is John Savage. We are going to bring you the best we can over this way. Jerry, I'm gonna do it. I'm going to do it, Jerry. I don't care. I think it's a great opportunity. You should take it, too. You should. I'd like to congratulate DreamPath on their first anniversary show. That's all. And perhaps you have a spot for me. I'd love to be on. Jerry... It's internet radio. It's got to be money in it.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Okay, well, I have a few minutes alone. I'd like to just hand you guys a little tidbit, and that is I'm sort of disappointed in Don Newsome, our guest tonight. I know he's told me that he works in nothing except a robe every day. Now, ladies, imagine this. No ordinary robe for Don Newsome. We're talking, I know he's told me he's got a red silk robe that he wears to work every day at the station. Well, I won't say every day, but that's kind of the way I picture him, every day. Anyway, I asked him to send me a picture of him in the red robe with his hands up in the air, you know, about to take a huge sucker punch. And I told him to show a little bit of muscle. Well, I did not get the picture. And the reply I got was scary. So I know Don goes out on the limb a lot, and I'm surprised that he didn't come through with this. I had a great write-up to send around with that photo announcing this show tonight. However, I was let down. But another thing, all these guys trying to get into the studio, Don's studio, to get an interview with him. They're making it so complicated. They're not working in the new energy. Let me show you how. Do you want to say hello to Don, Dennis?
Hey, how are you, Dennis?
Hey, Don.
John Savage.
He interviewed Frank Mihalovich.
Is that like the Savage of Savage TV?
So I just thought I'd let you know that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Now, you know, it might be the first program I actually sit down and listen to.
Yeah, it just might be. And
stick around. You're in our world now, and it only gets better. CBS, baby. Yeah. Or is that BBS?
What does BBS stand for?
We started out as bloginservice.com, and we just added broadcasting in between it.
Blog in service to blog in broadcasting service.
Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter whether it's blog in broadcasting service. It's just, it's BBS now, but that's really how it originated.
Well, that's how we found you, because we were looking for the blog-in service.
Right.
We found a radio station instead.
Yeah.
And a year later, here we still are. Did you know that this is a time where Don Newsome can actually reveal something that no one has ever heard before? And it doesn't have to be bad. It can be something that's been hidden for a while, but it's going to come to the surface.
He's so funny.
It's rising right now. Heaven's only a moment away, my friend. Stick around. It only gets larger.
It only gets...
Oh, God. Hey,
this is lumberjack time.
Oh, yeah. There hasn't been a lot that, as I grew up, that I was really tickled with, because I grew up, I guess you'd have to say I didn't hit puberty until I was in college. Now, the problem with that is...
What didn't you hit in college?
If other kids are reaching puberty...
So you didn't reach puberty till college?
Correct. Most of them reached it in elementary. So you can imagine, I was big into sports. So when I had to get up and do these naked lineups in front of national contestants, because, I did okay in sports, that was embarrassing. I mean, I looked like a three-year-old until I was out of high school. I wouldn't take showers. I wouldn't, you know what I mean? I mean, I can tell you can develop a complex.
And now, though...
Being a little blue acorn. You can develop a complex. So,
that's very revealing.
Yeah, that's all right, because the bonus paid off. You know, I used to ask my father, I said, because when I'd see him, when I was younger, I used to think he was really a horse, because I've never seen anything like that before. Not even to this day. So I'd ask about that, and he would smile and he'd laugh, and there was times when we were teenagers, mid-teenagers, and I'm sure my brother even did. I'd ask him straight out, mano to a mano, what's the deal here? And he used to say, don't worry, you're a Newsome, you'll be fine. Well, got into I'm a throwback, these days kids are hitting on these protein shakes or whatever else they've got besides the chemtrails that are aging them so quick. Their girls are hitting their periods at 5 and 6, and everyone's growing up hitting puberty before they're 8. Heck, most of them right before they were 1. I mean, it's getting to the, it's almost ridiculous. I don't know what's going on in society to cause that, but I was exactly the opposite. Now, maybe I'm a throwback, but I don't know. So I very late. I didn't have to shave until I was in my 30s.
Wow.
Does this mean that you are one of the immortals?
You know, I doubt it means anything close to that, my friend. It means I had a really problematic childhood. And when I finally did get it, I was, it made up for it. You know, I mean, no doubt about it. I wouldn't change a thing about myself. But, again, it was, yeah, the life was interesting. I mean, my twin brother went through it, too.
No, it's so weird, too, because, you know, that is a time. The teens are the hardest.
Oh, that was traumatic. Mm-hmm. Traumatic is the word. Because we did lots of sports. That was just downright traumatic.
Yeah.
And dating was not easy, you know. I mean, it was really a mind complex because you're one of the people who loves to associate with others and congregate and do sports and do all the wonderful things and travel, and you're a part of all these activities, and yet you're standing naked on scales all the time. Yeah. It was interesting.
Well, thanks for that.
Especially when you go into some of these places and you're going to their high schools or even elementaries to hold these meets, and you know you got these kids walking in there that are, you know, they're in third grade, and you're you look like you're in second.
Going to the swimming pool.
Yeah. So there.
Well,
that's about
thank
the
you.
Most divulgent I've ever been.
That is most people. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Hey, it has a happy ending.
You know, it does. It has a very happy ending. Maybe we can hear more stories like that. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow.
My mother will get a chuckle over that because, I mean, she knows. She knows. We were in a very open family. I mean, not open. You know, I mean, open. We could talk about anything, and we did.
Mm-hmm.
So you had the freedom to talk about anything in your family?
Well, we did. It was hard for Doug and I, especially me, to talk about that because it just, I didn't. Yeah, you play mind games with yourself. Look, I got to tell you, it was interesting. It was. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I would have to say being a really extremely late bloomer can be traumatic at best. I mean, think on the way the world is. You almost wonder when you get up into your 17 years old whether it's going to change.
And right now...
Then you're 18 and you're thinking, oh my God.
You're thinking that...
I'm never going to get a date.
But you've done more than that. So what does that mean to you right now? Right now...
Right here, right now, yeah. I have to say that... You know, and I was asked this the other day by a new employee. Well, not really asked. It was more of a rhetoric comment, and I made a statement. But the statement goes something like this. Seth, excuse me. I said, Seth, you know, I wouldn't change a thing. A lot of people have regrets in their life. A lot of people, if they could have do-overs, would do them over. To me, I look at all the bad things in life. They made me who I am. All the bad things that happened to others made me who I am. All the bad things that happened to me made me who I am. All the good things that happened to me made me who I am. Do I want to be different than who I am? Not on your life.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't change one instant of any part of how I've got and arrived at where I am today. Not one single instant. Do I have any regrets? None. Do I want to change anything? Nope. I don't buy into that. Just don't go there. I never have. And that's because I tend, you know, my heart dictates my actions. And therefore, I don't have any remorse.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I don't have anything to feel remorseful for. Now, does it sadden me that I work a little too much and I can't give that time to my family? And are there some internal things that I'm dealing with along those lines that are really the nitty-gritty of a spiritual awakening where you're trying to put all parts of your life in balance? Yeah, we're all going through it. I'm no different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got my triggers, and they're very personal because I'm trying to be of the highest service I can be and still balance all parts of my life. And that's interesting, and it's engaging, and it's part of my life, and I love it.
Okay, Don, thank you for that. Hold that thought. We're going to take a little station break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. what is happening here it is in the year 2008. What's happening with Creo Monday? What would you like to tell us about?
Well, Dennis, first of all, Dennis and Geraldine, I want to tell you guys, absolutely, congratulations on your first anniversary. I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing in presenting people's dream paths to the universe is such a magnificent thing that you're doing. So I want to congratulate you on your first anniversary. Well done.
Beautiful. You know, it is always making a difference. Everybody can make a difference. And what I'd like you to do right now is just give me 1 minute of Creo Monday in a nutshell.
Creo Monday in a nutshell is a positive way of being. It's making a conscious choice to be surrounded by positive energy and change your life into a positive field instead of absorbing all the negative that's around you. It's a shield to help you lead a positive life.
Perfect. That is perfect. You know, there are so many people who are experiencing that kind of thing with themselves right now.
Sure. Learn to love it. I mean, we're all gods. Like it or not, you're infinite and you're God. Now, whatever it is you're doing here right now, well, you know, that's between you, your higher self, and whoever else is on board. But the truth is, we're here, despite everything, to see what we're made of, to see who we are, to experience ourselves in the glory of the Creator, whatever you think that might be. So, to me, all of it's a learning experience, and it's all going to give you a reward.
Yeah, I like that.
Everything has a reward in it. Every lesson, every problem, every drama, every kissing, every prayer, every meditation, all has a lesson. And a lot of people get very angry and heated. And some of the times a lot of people will take that anger out on others or feel that anger, and they don't balance those energies. Me, that was something I worked on continuously. And now, before I go into those areas of my emotional state, you know, I have mental reminders. They're not even mental reminders anymore because it's automatic. But I know that at that point I'm love and that I want to be of the highest service. So as I understand that feeling within me at that moment of strife, I can take a moment out.
Yeah.
And it happens so fast now that I can, you know, come at any point of anger. I'm hoping. I mean, this is how I've been, you know, come at any point of strife with absolute love, knowing that that's a lesson for me. That takes a while to get there.
Yeah.
And that's one of the really hardcore issues that I'm trying to express in myself at every moment.
Beautiful.
I say it's hardcore because it'll catch you unaware. Most of the time you'll be fine, but it's the times that you aren't ready for those moments that really have some interesting points to them. See, people that use those words, problem, and my life's hard, if they would stick a tape recorder to their waist, walk around, and then take that tape recorder and then write down every word that's said, including the ands, it's, buts, and ors, they'll get a pattern. They grab that pattern and they'll find the whole day went exactly according to the words they used.
Yeah.
So try it.
Yeah.
Try it. If you use a lot of negative words, your whole day will have been negative. You look at those words and bam, you can do this for a couple hours stretch if you want. I recommend it for people who have lousy days and they just think they have bad karma. They'll find out how they say and how, and bam, exactly what they say. I mean, more on how they think, but you can't record that. You can't record what you say. And analyzing that will definitely be a mind
bending. Isn't that interesting? In that moment when you know you're going to, when you're aware that you can make a change, just in the way that you're thinking about something, because you can, and the same situation turns into something that seemingly is hard to deal with to something that is a pleasure to deal with.
Well, exactly. When you gain an awareness, it's almost like an envelope of energy that extends out from you. and you become aware of problems before they even start.
Yeah.
Problem people, problem areas, problem situations. You feel the situations before you engage them.
Mm.
And that affords a great opportunity to you.
Yeah, it definitely does. Those are the jewels right there. And I love the way you expressed it, Dawn. That's perfect. You're expressing something that I think a lot of people are feeling at this time and in their own way are beginning to understand and be aware of the potential that really lies there. And the more that that happens, sure, things are speeding up. But at the same time, we're seeing more and having more fun with it.
Oh, yeah. People are waking up on that.
Yeah.
They're waking up on mass. It's like, pardon me, it's like the energies somehow are hitting critical stages.
Yeah.
Critical mass stages. I mean, that might not be appropriate, but it's certainly my way of putting it into some sort of perspective, because the energies I feel, many feel, and I speak with many people, and it... Yeah, I personally, you know what I don't understand is this. How can so many people feel this way and then so many dark, I'm using that word, so many people not feel that way, let's say.
Yeah.
Tough for me. What does that mean when those energies collide? It means they must divide. They must segregate and separate because they're not harmonious. They can't occupy the same space. One's too discordant. Therefore, if that is true, which it seems the way energy works, then I would have to assume, now this is an assumption, I would have to assume that the world is going to, you're going to have a higher vibratory world and a lower one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe few.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me, but I don't understand in my mind how that can come about. How it can come about. Now, mm-hmm. I can extrapolate out and sense that good souls will move more along in a soul net type pattern where their energies will sustain certain areas that will create hyper-dimensional areas where they won't feel the repercussions of the negativity that other parts of the world aren't making quite dense. And when the split finally comes, where they have to be separate, right? Because
yeah.
You have energy is vibrating too high for some and too low for others. That would have to mean that on the high-end world, those people that aren't of that energy, they would either have to die, right? Or expire fairly rapidly over a certain number of years because their body couldn't sustain the open energies. Their DNA would bunch up too much. The photonic light would be hitting walls. It would cripple these people. The energy blocks would kill them. But with an open, loving type of emotions, with an open genetic structure, with nothing bunching, that energy can flow through you and resequence your DNA, can work it with the torsion waves. Working with your DNA can flow. I would have to say it's going to lead to something like that, whereas those people that are leading a whole different type of service to self path, they probably would have to, as they in one world are expiring, in the other world they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And in the other world they're not expiring, but they're seeing the evolution of their path. Whereas we in the other world would be either expiring or winking out or no longer even seeing. They wouldn't even be able to see us. We would be at such a higher vibration that they can't even tune into us. They don't even know we're there. They would walk right by us if they looked at us. Now, that to me is a plausibility, and many people are starting to come to that. Even scientists, doctors, geneticists, people who are in astronomy and astrology fields coming together with numerologists and metaphysicists, really doctors, PhDs are coming to some of these conclusions. Not many, but a few.
Thank you. and I would love to congratulate DreamPath on their first anniversary on BBSRadio.com. We give you our blessings, and we give you our thanks for your wonderful, insightful, and, may I say, very humorous departures from the norm. I do protractorate. I feel something that I must say to you all. Listen to DreamPath. Listen with all your might. Thank you.
This time, I want you to get your full body into the whole beingness of what you're saying. And the whole beingness of what you're saying. Feel, feel, feel. Okay, go. Go, 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 go.
You've got to be kidding. How can I possibly follow something like that? My beingness, is this very present right now in the moment? Shall we take maybe a small break?
I think that would be a good idea. Look, you got to get your whole beingness, and get your whole beingness into this.
It's so hard for me today.
And so, I don't know. I don't know how it's all going to pan out, but I know it's getting really exciting. And I think the energies are getting stronger and stronger and stronger in this solar system. Because of our sun, because of the solar system, because of the Unupku and the energies from our belt, our photonic belt. I don't know. Tough to say what's going on, but I would have to imagine that if everything leads to a point, I would have to say a good bet would be the Mayan calendar. Why? Everybody says it doesn't mean a damn thing, right? Mm. And damn thing, just another date. Well, I got to ask them this. Why would the entire calendar end there? Why would all the pyramids with such extreme mathematical precision, extreme, to the extreme degree, yes. Why would it all focus on that time period? Why would archaic stone tablets allude to the time period? Why would hieroglyphic writing in old mounds and old pyramidal structures throughout the world go into that term? Why would even many of your old passed down legends, including many of your current legends, I call the revelations and the end days and Armageddon, all those legends, because to me, they're trying to decipher what's going to go on based on what they've done in the past or what's gone on in the past. To me, it's mythology, all of it. Does it carry a modicum of truth? I guess, yeah, in many perspectives, if we all adhere to it, it's definitely going to have truth. We decide what truth is, I think, in most cases.
Yeah, that's what's happening right now. It's 2008. Everything's been going on, but 2008, you can really feel it.
Yeah, and I think that's going to speed up.
Yeah.
And so I think that something's going to be triggered in our near future. We're going to be welcomed back into the galactic family. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hello, Mothership.
That's our homecoming. I think 2012 was when the veils come down and our homecoming starts. That's what I think.
Yeah, I like
that's
it.
That's just
yeah,
a like personal it. Feeling.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
But I think that every ancient culture, writing, tablet, and all of them have one thing in common, and ain't God. It's UFOs. And we all know there's a creator. But I'm just pointing out an interesting thing here. All these old ancient writings and tablets and all parchments and everything else always talk about UFOs, even if they don't talk about God. But one thing they all have together is UFOs, same with the pyramids. And so on. So, do I believe that that's in our nearest future? Absolutely. going to wake up to that beautiful reality, and it's going to be a beautiful situation for the whole planet, being a part of that larger unifying presence.
That, you know, that sounds like a lot of fun.
I think it will be. I think it's time. I think our governments are, you know, realize that, and that's why more and more of it's coming out. I don't know the ground rules on how it's all going to play out, but
no.
I think that we're coming into higher and higher energy states. The solar system's changing up quick.
Yeah.
Our sun is about to go into, they say, a double maximum. Some say a minimum. Who really knows? I mean, nobody's telling us the truth anymore.
Yeah.
Although they say it's going to come into a maximum again. Don't know. Hard to say. Didn't know that they had double minimums. Now I know that. Then they might have triple, quadruple them. I mean, you know, it's hard for me to say anymore with any validity a lot of the information on the internet anymore. You kind of have to go on gut, have a look around, play in it with love, and do a lot of meditating. Find out.
Mm.
You can find out meditating. It might not come in words. It'll come out in feelings. And eventually it'll come into word form. Eventually you'll have communications and you'll have mind dialogues with yourself, and you'll play with yourself for a while. And then as you continue to grasp that and understand that you're playing with yourself, it leads into something more.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Because when you realize that the quiet mind gets you there, because eventually you'll realize that it's your own thoughts talking at you.
Yeah.
That you start to quiet the mind completely. And then the joining of that information is totally different at that point. You can get answers. Takes practice, takes desire, takes love.
And it takes...
By the way, that's love of self.
Takes, yeah.
Or love of others.
Yeah. Well, how much do you love yourself today?
More today than every day before.
Then tomorrow.
More today than yesterday.
You more today.
Hey, John, if you go into our site, into archives,
mm-hmm.
we have one of those little keychain digital cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis shot a picture that he swears was me. And it's on the archive page. It's an alien if I ever saw one.
No, really?
Honestly.
I'm going there. Go check that out. Let's go see the Jar the Alien Dreampad. Okay, we're clicking on that. Okay, this is Dreampad. And this is... Okay, we're going to your website here, dreampath.info, there we go. All right, we're there.
Okay.
Archives, okay, radio archives.
And look at that picture.
The one in the background?
Yes.
Whoa.
That's me.
That's you?
Yes, Dennis took that picture and that's what showed up.
Wow. Looks like it's got an energy string in it.
Do you see the face of the alien?
Yeah.
The nose and the eyes?
Yeah, interesting. Wow. Yeah, very good.
Very scary.
You guys do a hell of a job with your website. You guys are good. Very good.
No.
You guys do a great job. I just got to commend you on that. You guys have really, really known how to use creativity and aesthetic beauty and bring in that information. I really love what you guys have done.
Well, thanks.
Thank you, John.
I love it. Oh,
this is really, really beautiful. Yeah, excellent job. Yeah, very good.
I'm glad you could join us, Don. This is the pinnacle of our year, and we're going to start all over again from here on in and do all the best things we can.
You know, this is the year for it. If there's ever truly a year to be of that highest impeccable integrity that people can find within themselves, this is a year for it. This is really the time to live that new chapter of your life, to get up in the morning and just like even Jesus had often stated in various parables, you know, you turn a leaf, don't allow the past to build your future.
Mm-hmm.
This is the year. I mean, the energies are ripe for it. We're winning. There wouldn't be so much turmoil in the world if we were if the light bearers weren't making such a ruckus. It would still be secretive and underground. Right now, it's all out in the open. I mean, I don't know if people truly realize how profound that is.
That's what's so interesting right now, and that's why I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation that things are changing. You know, these energies that are coming through right now are working beautifully.
No, they are. They are
working beautifully.
I was reading a post by Juliana Tibet and Chris Uhland. They used to do a wonderful program called Straight from the Heart. I love those people. Mm-hmm. They're still trying. I love them because they're trying to wake people up like everybody else, and they're waking up as well. And they sent me some sort of an informational post that was on some discussion board about a lady who had some profound dreams lately, and she says, you know, this theory of the separation of energies is more credible to me now than it's ever been, because people that I don't ring with, our energies aren't really in tune together, I find that they ignore me more, they walk by me more, they won't, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe that's how it's working, because I find that we're all living in some sort of a individual hyper-dimensional bubble. And the reason I call it individual, because it seems it's perfectly suited for each of us individually.
Yeah.
And the hyper-dimensional aspect of it creates the in and out flow that we're feeling, that you're stepping into a higher vibration and stepping down, and you're in this flow. And it's feeling more, and actually you're spending more and more time in the higher vibrations than the lower, and it's more satisfying. You feel more grounded, more alive, more aware, more heartfelt, more centered, more empowered, more sovereign. And that's what's happening. And I think people are feeling that in their own individual wavelengths, their own individual frequencies. And it feels like moving in and out, kind of flowing, ebbing and flowing. And I think that is going to continue to be more and more profound for each and everybody in individual and ways and as a whole. So are we going to see some form of division of worlds, you know, where the negative energies, those that wish to be more of service to self and live in a dualistic polarity type environment that's more conducive to them hoarding?
Yeah.
And them wanting to continue that lesson because they get a kick on it, and they should. I mean, remember, follow your moment of highest excitement. If that's their path,
yeah,
who am I to judge them? Maybe on the other end of it, they worked out a deal with the creator that says, I'm going to do this for... I mean, who really knows? That's why if you're with limited knowledge, you're not supposed to judge. Although you can choose what is acceptable for you in your life.
Yeah, there is always the choice, and
that's
the amazing
right.
thing.
And when people infringe upon your own free will, that needs to be stopped. So I think that separation is necessary, because energies, you know, you can't have those energies in flux creating that kind of chaos consistently. So they need to separate. I feel that there is a separation going on. You can see that with the people getting worse all the time, that were greedy and they're just going balls out to destroy everything. And then you got the light people yeah. who are trying to progress on the other side of it, getting more aware and awakening to their own potential. I think that's going to get, which means, of course, it's going to get very nasty. Energies are going to collide, which means we're doing our job. It's going perfectly, and I love it.
It is going perfectly.
Jerry, there's something going on in there. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people in there, and they look, and they're laughing, and they're having a good time. It looks like a party.
The changes that are happening are wonderful, and it's like getting on the surfboard of life and riding that wave.
Absolutely. It's right here, right now. If you didn't want to be here, right here, right now, you wouldn't be here, right now.
Mm.
You know, even those people who say, my life sucks, I have the worst life in the world. Well, they they wouldn't be here if they didn't choose it. They've chosen every moment in their lives up until where they are. So it's, yeah, it's I got to tell you, I'm excited. Mm. I don't feel that negative doom and gloom. I'm so excited by the future. Not for any other reason than humanity gets to come together. And we get to share in each other's uniqueness as one. I'm with it. I think the next few years are going to go sailing by. I think we're going to wake up one day and all of a sudden 3 years later we'll be talking about it. Things will be so different from the way they are today.
Yeah.
We're speeding up somehow.
You know, that's why sometimes I just look when I'm riding along on the streetcar and I just look out the window and I say, I might as well really enjoy this. Exactly what I'm seeing right now, because it is going to change. And I'm going to enjoy this for what it is.
Why not? Here's the thing. It has to be an honor to be here. It has to be an honor to be alive. But if you have the opportunity to come here to this planet and be with such a mix, an intergalactic mix, to experience that, even though it may be so dramatic and so profound, of an experience, one way or another, to be able to experience that and to carry it through with you into the wisdom of infinity. Wow. We're creating a playground of the gods.
And here we go. Here's the playground of the gods. We are the travelers. We are the time travelers. And we can have a lot of fun doing it.
That's right. You know, we're the Martians we were looking for.
I think I see one with a broken antenna right now. Let's fix it.
Yeah, this is an exciting time. I mean, think if you were living here a decade ago or a generation ago or two or three years. Let's say you were living here for the last 1,000 years mm-hmm. in different cycles. Is any of them as interesting as this one right here, right now, with full modern technology, all the growth and wisdom we've achieved throughout the physical lifetimes we've had, bringing it all together and culminating?
It feels like it, doesn't it?
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if dark energies actually think that the few have a stronger energy than the many, and that can continually perpetrate this sort of a situation on an infinite godlike being en masse on the planet, which is humans and others,
yeah.
I don't know, that's pretty arrogant.
Yeah.
It's pretty arrogant. I mean, they might control the money, the monetary system, because they created it to control and manipulate. They might control a lot of the energies, but they're going to find that that which they control and use for ill-gotten gains is not going to be anything any of us will, in the future, take any inkling to. It's just going to go bye-bye. It'll be a very little value. And so what they hold dear today is going to culminate into a massive promissory notes, which they're going to give themselves. Because people are going to take back what's rightfully theirs.
That's right. That is
And they'll have all the banks they need. And all the money they want. But it won't do them any good.
Yeah, who wants to play Monopoly, eh?
Exactly. I think people are getting tired of the Monopoly game. People are catching on. I got to tell you, the whole world's waking up.
Yep.
Even the people that don't know realize they're waking up. They're waking up to different energies, different feelings, which is seeding. It's like little seeds. And those seeds are coming out at the best times, the profound times, where one person may not say anything of value all his life, and he'll meet the person he needs to, and he'll somehow that will be the entrance into his new path, his new life. And that's occurring at a rapid pace for many. Changes are becoming profound.
It's exactly that. It really is opening up. You know what it is, so let it come in.
Exactly. Yeah. Let the light in. Leave the light on for me. I'm coming home, baby.
Well, Don, we're letting the light in, and we're going to continue doing so here on BBS Radio, Dream Path.
That's why we love you, Dan.
And we love you.
And John, we love you, too. You guys have the hearts of gods.
Ah, yes, we all have hearts of gods.
That's
we just have to not only realize it, it's something we can feel. It's from the feelings. The feelings tell you the truth.
That's right. The mind can play a lot of games, but the feelings, it's tough to lie to feelings. I mean, because they're just straight input.
I think that's why it's more fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I haven't a clue what to do for a write-up. I haven't a clue.
We're speaking to the guy who wears a robe. Yeah, no, that's all I do is I wear robes. Yeah. I'm in one now, my brown one.
Well, we're going to play you a few songs in your honor. As soon as I heard them, I just thought of you, your spirit, your drive, and your whatever you're going to do, you just don't give up.
Well, there is
you
no
just keep on going, and you have as much fun with it as possible.
Yeah, you never really give up because you got to do it again anyways. That's the thing. People always say, "Well, I give up." Well, go ahead, you'll be back at it. Life's like that. That's the beautiful thing of these little mystery lessons we learn all the time.
Well, Don, thank you. Thank you so much
for
joining us. You know, a revealing time. Thanks for opening, sharing, flowing with the energy that is coming through in 2008.
You bet. Hey, it's
so bountifully.
Being transparent and wise. You know, love has to come with wisdom, too. And that's the thing about this new year. I think it's the love's going to be tempered with wisdom this year to a pretty good degree. Mm. A lot of chaos is going to ensue this year politically. People think it's coming in land geographical changes. I don't believe it. I think what they're feeling really in their heart is the economical, social, and political strife that they're feeling. And the pain in their own life because of it. And it translates into something disastrous has to happen to the earth. Well... Who knows?
Yeah.
It might be the case, but I think that it's coming down to a very soul-felt wisdom that they're about to feel. And that, tempered with a lot of the love and the knowledge that they've gained, is going to make for an interesting year.
Don, thank you.
Right.
We'll be back in...
Sounds good.
Very, very shortly with something brand new.
All right.
And exciting.
Well, I love you guys.
Love you. You didn't forget to put your last show on the air, did you? You're going to have to move your whole family into the studio there.
You know, I got to tell you, it's pretty nice being able to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because once you put someone on the air, can't you just run and go find someone in the family to play with for 40 minutes?
Never. Phone doesn't stop. All right.
Okay, we'll touch base with you some morning.
You got it.
You can have your breakfast of champions, and we'll join you there.
Excellent.
Have a good evening.
All right. Have a good evening, my friend. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Love you, Don.
I love you guys too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that teleporting is becoming a lot easier. We are coming to the close of another hour of Dream Path on BBS Radio, and we'd love to thank our guest, Don Newsom, my brother, Doug Newsom, my brother. I will elaborate on that, Doug. Your mother adopted me around Christmas time, and I've been so honored to be part of the family. In fact, I received an email the other day from Hildy that I think everyone should hear because it is very much what we are about, what Dream Path is about. And this truly comes from the heart and the light of an angel. And here is what Hildy wrote. Well, that was so very thoughtful of you to let me know, and I certainly will try to tune in. As you probably know, I am not very well, but I certainly have no complaint. God has granted me more bonus years than any doctor ever envisioned for me, so I feel very strong that my Creator still has a purpose for me to be around. And I truly feel very good within me, and I am so thankful for every day in the past, which has granted me a beautiful family, including yourself now. I could not be prouder than I am of all of you, and I am thankful for every day in the future, knowing and feeling that the spirit within you all is geared to awaken and trying to spread love and peace within. As many as you can reach, keep up the good work. I love you, Mom. I love you too, Hildy. God bless. And we'll see you all in 2 weeks' time. Good night.
This life, oh, where does it go? Who really knows but the giver? Seemingly standing at the edge of the world, somewhere inside is the answer. Fog away. Seems I've seen this place before.